We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave Leventhal joining us live with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington, but a hometown guy. And are you filling out brackets, Dave?
I am. Hey, I got Buffalo going to the Sweet 16, my men's bracket.
That's it?
Went to Syracuse.
Ooh.
Full disclosure.
Okay.
You know, so I gotta stick with my orange, and hopefully they're going to do better than expected after what's been a real up-and-down season, to say the least.
I hope they go all the way to lose to Buffalo at some point.
Well, I have a lot of friends back in Buffalo who would love to see that exact scenario.
Yeah. Hey, Dave, it seems that there's a statewide poll by Ciena on Amazon pulling its headquarters out of Queens that's getting a lot of national attention today. 67% of the respondents, all registered voters, say Amazon's decision not to build its second headquarters in Long Island, Queens, was detrimental here to New York. And 38% say that AOC, Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who was an outspoken opponent of the deal, is at least partly to blame for Amazon changing its mind. What are you thinking about that?
Well, it makes me think of the old adage, it's the economy, stupid. People want to see jobs. People want to see economic growth. New York State, obviously, is a very high-tech state, and economic opportunity and job opportunity in a state like New York, or anywhere for that matter, is going to be something that oftentimes is going to resonate with the public. So the fact that the polling numbers are the way that they are, not terribly surprising. What is surprising is just the fact that this fell apart after so much fanfare, and it looked like a absolute 100% slam dunk done deal, and obviously that's not going to be the case. So here in Washington, D.C., just outside in Northern Virginia, the other half of the Amazon headquarters is full speed ahead. There are a whole bunch of tax incentives, and it does raise a very important issue, nevertheless, of corporate welfare. It's been, you know, that's kind of used as a pejorative, but localities and states are giving away a lot of taxpayer money or potential taxpayer money to benefit a corporation. That obviously was a fight in New York City. It went one way, and here in Washington, D.C., it went another.
Looking at this isn't really the first set of numbers that have shown that New Yorkers favored having Amazon in Queens, favored bringing those jobs here. You still don't see Cortez backing down at all. Does this maybe highlight what this divide is in the Democratic Party? You know, in New York, it's Cortez and Cuomo. Nationally, it might be Biden and Warren heading into 2020, that Democrats, maybe much like Republicans did a couple years ago, might have a decision to make as to which direction their party should go.
Well, Brian, absolutely. This situation in New York seems to be a microcosm of a debate that's going to be playing out on the national stage for many, many months to come, given that you have 15 or so semi-legitimate presidential candidates running on the Democratic side, and they're going to be talking about a whole variety of different policies. You have an incredible diversity of candidates in terms of their background, their religion, their race, their gender, and also, too, you have a fairly diverse pool of ideas, everything from the far left, and you could put Bernie Sanders in that camp, Elizabeth Warren to some degree, to what I think most people would consider more centrist or moderate-leaning Democrats, and Beto O'Rourke and Joe Biden, at least to some extent, would be on that end of the spectrum. So we're going to have a whole series of Democratic debates coming up beginning this summer, and that's really going to be the biggest opportunity for these candidates to differentiate themselves from each other. It's pretty difficult, obviously, to delineate the candidates when there are so many and it's so soon.
You know, as long as we're talking a lot about New York this morning, where do you put Kirsten Gillibrand right now?
Well, Susan, she's a whole lot of nowhere at this point, if you look at the polls. But don't pay too much attention to the polls at this point. It's all about name recognition. It's all about familiarity. That's why you have Joe Biden at the top of the polls, even though he's not running. That's why you have Bernie Sanders, whose name ID is almost universal. Beto O'Rourke, to some extent, is up there because of that. And Kamala Harris, too, not necessarily a nationally known name, but somebody who represents California, the most populous state in the union. So the fact that Kirsten Gillibrand or Cory Booker or John Hickenlooper, you could go down the list, are polling in the 1 or 2 percentage points, don't read a whole lot into it. If you believe what the polls say early on in past presidential elections, you would have, you know, Jeb Bush or Scott Walker, the president of the United States right now, instead of Donald Trump. These things are in flux and constantly shifting, and candidates will be able to definitely move up in the polls, and for that matter, move down in the polls when they have an opportunity to really, truly introduce themselves to voters on a national stage. Even some of these town halls that are taking place on CNN and MSNBC are going to help or hurt the candidates early in the stage. And Kirsten Gillibrand, hey, look, she may not be doing all that well right now, but she will have opportunities going forward to stand on a national stage and try to attract people to her candidacy.
In Gillibrand's case, though, I mean, everything points to right now her not even getting an endorsement from the governor of her home state. I'm just wondering what type of polls or what numbers she could possibly be looking at that would make her decide, yeah, I'm going to put both feet in over the weekend.
Well, you know, part of this is going to be a battle of survival. You're hoping that as a presidential candidate, that other candidates are going to stumble, that they're going to falter, that they're going to get out of the race. And if you can stick it out and find yourself a seam, find yourself the proverbial path forward, that it's going to be worth your while to stay in. In the meantime, it's a great national stage to go ahead and tout your agenda and push forward. So that's something that even if the White House doesn't seem like a possibility right now, that's still something that you have going for you is running for president. And that's not always a bad thing.
All right, Dave, always an interesting week with you. That's Dave Leventhal from the Center for Public Integrity in Washington.
WBEN News Time 750.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.